want answers?
I want the truth!
Then you want Dave Hodges!
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Live from the rural deserts outside Phoenix, Arizona, welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show. Hi, everybody. I'm your host, Dave Hodges, and we've got an exciting show planned for you tonight. But first, a footnote on last week's show. I want to thank all of you for your calls of support, your emails of support, for the show that we ran last week on how the military leadership in this country, and particularly the Pentagon, is turning into the world's most dangerous and largest mafia as it's absconding with tens of thousands of American citizens' properties without due compensation, and also risking these same Americans to untold health risks. And this is an ongoing saga. I've received more information about that event from around the country this week, and more people wanting to start a national coalition against this military abuse of private citizens. Anyway, enough on that. We will revisit that topic at a later time. But we have a very exciting guest and a very exciting topic tonight in the first 90 minutes. In just a moment, we're going to be joined by Cassandra Anderson. She's an independent researcher and investigative journalist who works frequently and appears on InfoWars. She's based in California and concentrates primarily on Agenda 21 issues. Isn't it funny? We just can't seem to go a show without mentioning an Agenda 21. And tonight, Cassandra and I are going to talk about how the elites and the Rockefellers in particular are using food as a weapon. And because our time is short with Cassandra, let's go right to California and welcome her to the show. Hi, Cassandra. How are you?
Hi, Dave. I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on. As you know, and to let my listening audience know, you first caught our attention when my news director, Annie DeRiso, who will be joining us in the last half hour of the show, found your four-part article on GMOs and using food as a weapon. And let me just start from the beginning, though. What actually caused you to research the evil side of food?
Well, my interest was, how did we get locked into something that nobody even wants? You know, what's the genesis of the monopoly? And the further I got into it was mind-blowing. If you look at all the second article that I wrote, the Monsanto monopoly, the U.S. regulations and state regulations, and the nexus of it is with that patent, because as a result of the patent, Monsanto has these licensing agreements that are very, very restrictive with farmers.
Well, that certainly is something that we have talked about here on this show. We've actually interviewed some farmers who've been to court against Monsanto in just what you're talking about. In particular, you're referencing the Terminator seed, among others, aren't you?
Actually, that's owned by the United States Department of Agriculture, along with Monsanto. They're not using it commercially at the moment. What I'm talking about is the GMO seeds. The Monsanto licensing agreement prevents any testing of these seeds, and if little, they're called volunteers. So let's say a farmer buys a big sack of Monsanto seeds, plants his crop, harvests it. The next season, he decides he doesn't want to go with Monsanto and he buys normal seeds. Well, he's still locked into the agreement because as a result, there are going to be little seeds that, or little plants that crop up. You know, it's not like you harvest your field and it's all gone. So he will have to pay residual payments to, royalty payments to Monsanto. And he didn't even plant that season with Monsanto seed.
And collectively over time, as these seeds spread, Monsanto will come to dominate agriculture. That's a good place to leave it. We'll pick it up there with Cassandra Anderson. More on the other side. You're not going to believe what we're going to talk about next.
Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Well, it'd sure be nice to shift things around so we could reallocate some power to the people, but November's coming. Our special guest tonight is Cassandra Anderson, and we're talking about all things food, and it's not pleasant. In fact, Cassandra, as we went to the break, you were talking about how Monsanto's in the business of establishing a monopoly courtesy of government regulation, and I get why monopolies are a problem. You pay higher prices, but one thing you said before the break that really caused me concern was there's no testing of their products, so they're putting everyone who consumes their products at risk. Am I naive to believe it's not a risk?
That would be naive, Dave. That I didn't really go into any of the health aspects around GMOs, genetically modified organisms, is what GMOs mean. Because it's been so well covered by people like Jeffrey Smith and but there are studies that have come out that show that it causes sterility and organ damage in rats and you know, this sort of thing. All you have to do is look it up on the internet and you'll find a lot of information, but they really can't be tested directly.
That's amazing. But you know, on that point of causing sterility, doesn't food control that we're talking about here go hand in hand with population control?
Absolutely. And, you know, again, you know, so I looked at, well, who's funding it, who started it, and that takes us back to the Rockefellers. And back in the, and they've been, you know, working on population control for many generations, you know, since J.D. Rockefeller established himself in the, and created monopolies. you know, you know, that's a whole other mess. But anyway, what they did in the, and they ramped it up with food in particular in the 1940s through the 1970s with the Green Revolution. And it, they spread it to places like Asia, India, Mexico. And what they did was they took like a hybrid rice. Now, when you have a hybrid, that's less prolific than a pure blend. So if you think about like a horse mating with a donkey, you get a mule. Mule's sterile. So that's number one with the Green Revolution. Number two, it required intensive water usage. Number three, pesticides and herbicides. Number four, and this is important, synthetic petrochemical fertilizers were used. Well, who was in the petrochemical business making those fertilizers?
Well,
Standard Oil.
There you go, exactly. Yeah, I was going to say the Rockefellers. In fact, these large trusts, and not to go too far afield, but oil, media, the military industrial complex, I'm sure you already know they all have huge interlocking boards of ownership, directorate, and stock ownership.
That's what I was saying. That's the whole other mess. Yeah, it's my understanding that J.D. Rockefeller was the one that I don't know that he invented it, but he was certainly the one that put the trust, you know, that people can't get their hands on, put the trust into use. And I have done a little research on that, and yeah, it's pretty crazy. Actually, a great reference to go and find out what those are all about is G. Edward Griffin's Hidden Agenda. It's on video and transcript, and it'll knock your socks off.
Yes, and I have seen it, and you're absolutely right. But along those lines, too, isn't GMOs and population control, isn't this really just another thinly veiled disguise for eugenics?
Absolutely. In fact, the Green Revolution, the reason why I mention it, and let me just finish one more point about the Green Revolution, what they did was they created a monoculture, you know, with they would take a staple crop and really focus on that, thus creating a monoculture so you don't have, you know, a diversity of different types of food. Well, in monocultures, if you look at what happened to Ireland with the great potato blight, something went wrong, and the whole crop, you know, so their staple was wiped out. What they do, they had to leave, and a lot of people starved to death. So that's the danger there. So the reason why I bring up the Green Revolution is that there's this thing called CGIAR. It's the Consultative Group on Agriculture Resources, and the Rockefellers fund that. And essentially, they're trying to spread GMOs across the world. And, of course, Bill Gates Foundation is a big supporter. And, what they're calling it is, Bill Gates refers to it as the Gene Revolution. So you see, they're basing it on the Green Revolution model that didn't work and polluted a lot of land and caused, you know, untold hardship for farmers.
Well, I think even along those lines, too, it not only caused hardship on the land, but when you consume a GMO, and I know this wasn't part of your article, I mean, you damage the gene envelope, you open up the organism for opportunistic diseases, you have a whole host of things going on with GMOs that we haven't even tested or looked at, so we have no idea. But I think the most disturbing thing is the fact that we are sold GMOs and we consume them every day, and they're not even labeled.
Right. My understanding, Whole Foods is now going to start labeling that it doesn't contain GMO. So, because the push has been to get food manufacturers to label, you know, that, by the way, it contains GMOs. Well, what Whole Foods is doing on their own products, I believe, is they're saying, you know, they're saying, okay, we can't label. Or, you know, they're not labeling that they do, so we'll just label that we don't. So it's sort of a little loophole around that rule, which is a good thing, you know, because a lot more people are getting smarter about what they're putting into their bodies, and they care about it, you know, and they'll look at the labels and that sort of thing. So that's really that's a step in a positive direction.
Well, another thing that really concerns me, as we've already alluded to, is the eugenics connection here. Is this a move to really just thin out the herd? Is that what you mean when you say depopulation in your articles?
Absolutely. I mean, they've come out and said it. You know, you can Google that on the Internet.
No, but as far as your research goes, Do you see GMOs as a tool to depopulate the planet intentionally?
Yes, because as I mentioned, it creates monocultures. And then you brought up earlier the USDA's patent on the Terminator gene. And what the Terminator gene is it's in the after harvest, what happens is farmers will collect traditionally, this is traditional farming, they'll collect seeds and they'll save them and they'll replant them in the next season. Well, what the Terminator gene does is it makes those seeds sterile so you can't replant them. Well, what happens then? You know, they've got, and it hasn't been commercialized yet, but they're moving in that direction, and they've announced that they're going to commercialize it, according to William Engdahl. So what that results in is they will be able to control all seeds and all food. So if that's not if that's not clear to people, I don't understand, you know, how someone couldn't see that is a depopulation mechanism.
My wife every Sunday morning opens up the paper and does comparison shopping by coupons from the various grocery store chains in the Phoenix area. And she would probably blow a gasket if she only had one store to choose from. But in effect, isn't this the direction that we're quickly headed towards with Monsanto completely controlling our food supply from planting, picking, and consuming?
That's correct. You know, it's the name of the game is consolidation. So that's how you, or how big agriculture was developed. And what Monsanto has done, there used to be about 300 seed companies, I believe, in the U.S., and now there's only about 100 because Monsanto has gobbled them up and bought them, and then they won't release normal seeds. They'll release their GMO patented seed at a discount price, thus trapping the farmer in their licensing agreement, and there's a lack of availability of other seeds to choose from because they've consolidated the seeds under their company.
You know, this really is a brilliant business plan because you have vertical and horizontal integration of the entire food industry. In fact, you turn farmers, if you're Monsanto, into independent contractors that basically have to buy franchisee rights to go ahead to continue to farm their lands. What happens to these farmers when they don't comply with Monsanto's demand for payment?
Well, they get marched into court, and Monsanto has millions and millions, if not billions of dollars, and, you know, the farmer gets bankrupted through the court system. And here's something interesting. Let me tell you about a recent case with the United States Supreme Court. Now, as I mentioned, the USDA holds that patent with Monsanto for the Terminator seed. I wrote this article 2 weeks prior to that, to the judgment coming down, for the ruling from the Supreme Court, and I predicted that they would vote in Monsanto's favor. Here's what the case was, is a federal judge put a ban nationwide on planting genetically modified alfalfa. So instead of addressing the concern, because this would be, and the reason being is that those that the seeds can spread, as you had mentioned, you know, they can just go out of control. Now the jurisdiction that's under is the USDA. Their jurisdiction is contamination of plants. So I predicted that the Supreme Court would rule in favor of Monsanto, and they didn't even address contamination of other fields. What the ruling was that the nationwide ban on GMO alfalfa was too broad of a ban. So they didn't even address what the underlying true issue was. And why? Because they work for the federal government. You know, that's who they collect their paycheck from.
This is another case of activist judges making their own laws. And we see this time and time again. When we come back after the break, we're going to explore what the UN's role in all this is and why you should be concerned. Stay tuned, everybody. More on the other side with Cassandra Anderson.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Welcome back, and thanks for staying with us to the break. Hi, everybody. This is your host, Dave Hodges, coming to you proudly on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And joining us from California is our special guest, Cassandra Anderson, and we're talking about our food supply. And so far, what we've heard is disturbing. But, Cassandra, what's even more disturbing to me is that seemingly benign organization that's anything but the United Nations has reared its ugly head in this, and they seem to be leading the charge in forcing governments to adopt GMOs as foods, particularly in the third world. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Sure. Let's see, the heart of where this is all happening, there's many UN agencies that work in concert together, but the World Trade Organization is the big bad one. And interestingly, the general director, I think is his title, is Rufus Yerxa. He's an American. And guess who he used to work for? Monsanto.
Yes.
Yeah, so anyway, what the WTO, World Trade Organization, did was the Europeans and some other countries said, you know, we want to test this stuff. We want to have testing before we're going to plant. And so what the WTO did was they said, well, you know, that would create a barrier to trade, so no. And if you can prove it's unhealthy, then you can submit that. So what it does is it puts the onus of the burden of proof on the people that are injured, and you have to wait for an injury and then try to prove that.
That's absolutely amazing. You know, I've heard the same story in Yuma, Arizona. There we have the world's largest winter vegetable crop
being produced. And yet they find the WTO is constantly trying to undermine them through the relaxation of all tariffs, no taxes, no inspections. In fact, they're undersold at the market frequently by products that are unsafe and cause foodborne illness. And I've heard the same thing from the Yuma Farm Bureau, that someone literally has to get sick and die before anything happens. And even then, what happens is usually very selective, and the discipline only applies to a very small portion of the problem.
That's exactly right. That's the other thing. You know, with favorable tariffs, what the WTO does is it, you know, it can ruin a market in any country by, you know, by putting a lot of cheap GMO food and seed out on the market and then making restrictive tariffs for those countries so that they can't export. So then they wind up having to use the GMO seed and the GMO food. So yes, they flood the market. And there's, you know, there's a couple of other sub-agencies that are part and parcel of that. But the WTO is really the one.
Yeah, well, there's other organizations, too, such as Codex Alimentarius. In fact, when I first discovered just how bad the Central American Free Trade Agreement was, and I went on the war path against it, trying to encourage all the people I knew to contact Congress to defeat it, I discovered a small provision in there that's really not small at all called Codex. How does Codex pose a threat to the United States?
Well, the Codex Alimentarius means, in Latin, that means food code. And it's under the two agencies, UN agencies, the World Health Organization and the Food and Agricultural Organization. And essentially what they want to do is harmonize all food. And emphasis on the word, or on the part of the word, harm,
yeah.
Harmonize. And so, you know, certain plants grow better in other regions than they do in other ones. It's ridiculous. You cannot harmonize food. And, you know, of course, the intent is GMOs and complete lockdown. And, yeah, it's pretty amazing. I've gotten some letters from people in Australia, and they can't, you know, they're not allowed to grow their own food. You know, and their markets get flooded, and it's really crazy. And then they have imports, and that's the whole idea. You know, if you look up David Rockefeller, you know, one of his famous quotes is, you know, something about bringing the world into interdependency of nations. Well, if you're dependent on other nations for food, I mean, that's just crazy, especially here in America. I mean, this is our big, you know, it's huge. America is so rich.
Yeah,
but particularly with agriculture, you know, it's a big part of the GDP. And for us to be dependent on South American countries or China, Mexico, I mean, it's completely crazy.
What you said that really got my attention, Cassandra, just a moment ago, was what's happening in Australia. How could the Australian people just sit there and allow their government to say, sorry, you can't grow tomatoes, a vegetable garden, you can't do any of that? How'd they get that through?
I got a letter from someone saying, you know, that there's so many, and let me rephrase that. It's with farmers that they're, you know, there's so many restrictions on farmers. I believe individuals can, because I had read another letter from someone in Tasmania that was growing things in rainwater buckets. You know, because the food choices were so scarce and so limited, because they take the, this is going back to the comment that I got from someone in Australia. What they do is they take the really good food and they export that, and then they bring in cheap imports. And that's what the people are given to choose from at the market.
And meanwhile, the puppeteers behind the scenes are really not known to us. Have you ever wondered who pulls Rockefeller's strings? Let me hold that there as a cliffhanger, because we're up against the break. But Cassandra, when we come back, I want to ask you that question. Who really is the power on the throne behind the global elite? Or is it pretty much what you see is what you get? Stay tuned, everybody, for that answer and more with Cassandra Anderson after a word from these sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Thanks again for staying with us to the break. Our special guest is Cassandra Anderson, and we're talking about our food. And Cassandra, before I go back to the question I posed as a cliffhanger before the break, let me just give a little summary here, and correct me if I'm wrong from what we talked about in the first half hour. GMOs are presently unhealthy for human consumption. Monsanto has been handed by the U.S. government, the United Nations, and other governments around the world a growing monopoly over our food supply, and someday it'll be total and absolute. The UN Agenda 21 is the driving force behind this madness, and it's another word for eugenics and population control. GMOs will shorten lifespans, and the technology now exists to have planned famines and to be used as a geopolitical weapon designed to bring groups and nations to their knees. Did I get the gist of the first half hour correctly, or am I overstating some of this?
Not overstating it at all. What I would say, however, is we do have some options, you know, because I always like to talk about solutions and what individuals can do. And the reason why I focus on food, water is really my thing, but food and water is because, you know, I see something coming down the pike here, and it's scary. So, you know, I want everyone to be okay. So that's why I write these articles and give suggestions. And my favorite one is industrial hemp, which can be used. It's a super nutritious food. You can use it for oil. It can replace plastics, and you can make paper products out of it. And in fact, I live in California. In 2006, both houses of the state legislature passed the bill to allow the growing of hemp, and Schwarzenegger vetoed it because he said that it's still considered federally unlawful.
Well, you know that Schwarzenegger just spoke
had Bohemian Grove. Enough said on that?
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't think I want to find out, though. He's awful. I mean, what he's done to the state is amazing.
Well, it is amazing. So as we went into the break, I asked you, we know who the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, people like this are. Are there real puppeteers behind the scenes that hold even more power, that pull their strings, who are the authors of these planned eugenic depopulation schemes?
Well, here's my opinion on that, is that the Rockefellers, and I've spoken with, I work for G. Edward Griffin, and so he and I have had multiple discussions about this. And I think that what happened was the Rothschilds, you know, they own the central banking systems over in Europe, and then they came over here, and the Federal Reserve, which is, you know, it's imaginary money, it's fiat, yes. Which means, you know, by decree they say it has value because we say it has value, and if you don't use it, you know, that's under the threat of fine or imprisonment. So they hooked up with the Rockefellers and some other agents, and they created the Federal Reserve. Now, if you control the banks and the money supply, well, and you're creating the money supply, I mean, that's, you know, what more do you need? But they took it even further. So the Rockefellers owned all of these energy, you know, with oil and coal monopolies. And to take that even further, I asked G. Edward about Edward Mandel House, you know, and was he a puppet of the Rockefellers or Rothschilds? And he said no, that he had his own ideas and ambitions, and what he did was he kind of told the Rockefellers and Rothschilds, look, what you did with banking, you can do that with everything. So I think that if you're going to look, that would be a really good place to go looking. And the Rothschilds have faded back, you know, intentionally from the public eye, because when people find out, you know, what's going on, they, you know, who likes that? You know, so they keep stepping back from the scene. And I give you an example. Evelyn de Rothschild, that was the head of N.M. Rothschild Bank in England, he and four other member banks used to set the price of gold twice a day. Now, if you own most of the gold and you're setting the price, I mean, that's a pretty good deal.
Well, let me tell you a little secret I've never revealed before on the air. I used to work in currency exchange back in the early 90s, and I became very familiar with the Ponzi scheme with the IMF, loosely called an arbitrage. It's kind of a misnomer, but essentially the powers that be that run the IMF and the World Bank would go around to stock markets around the world and play them as they opened, setting the opening price for many of the products, capitalizing on it as they went around the globe, and then sitting on their money happily 6 hours, 8 hours later at the end of the day. And they had no competition, no regulation, no oversight whatsoever. And they dealt very strongly, shall I say, with people who tried to step in their way and would not capitulate. And this was also the same power group that put together the European Union with the help of the Rothschilds and friends. So I've seen this group at work before, and the fact that they're into food does not surprise me.
Well, look at George Soros, you know, what you're just talking about, primary example, with the arbitrage, yeah. So, there's a video up on my website. I put out an article today, and it's the third video down of G. Edward Griffin talking about the United Nations and who's behind it. And he said, you know, if you want to know who's behind it, a good place to start is take a look at the members of the CFR.
Yes.
And there's about 4,000 members that cover military-industrial complex, big ag, finance. It's everything, the whole ball of wax. And this is how companies become friendly, make liaisons, and then you get consolidation. And that's the problem, is all this consolidation, because as you mentioned, competition, and if you remember the quote by J.D. Rockefeller, competition is a sin.
Well, as long as the only person you're competing against is yourself, I would see why they would say that, because that means unlimited profits. And they do move quickly to stamp out anyone who rises up against them, which leads me to my next question. How can the little guy protect themselves against this?
Well, I think the most important part is for the farmers to get very familiar with the disadvantages of planting GMO seeds from Monsanto. And Monsanto is not the only company. There's also DuPont, Syngenta, and a few others. But GMOs, they're unhealthy. So what they need to do is really, start buying seeds from these independent seed companies, the 100 that are left, to make them secure enough to where they won't get gobbled up by Monsanto. Now, what can the individual do? The individual can, eat organic food. There's a store here in California in the western states called Trader Joe's, and reportedly, all of the food that they carry under their brand name of Trader Joe's is GMO-free. That's another thing. Grow your own vegetables. I have a whole list of solutions in Article 4. There's a place in Oregon where you can, where you own remote farmland, and there's 24-hour cameras on it, and you can watch them plant, you can watch your plot grow, and they ship you the food. So there are solutions out there.
I like that last one, but let me tell you, there could be a cliff at the end of that journey with owning your own farm. If you live in a rural area, you've really been targeted by the environmental groups that are no more than front groups for this takeover of the food and water supply.
Well, yes. The EPA, you're probably aware of this, Dave, they came out, because cap and trade didn't pass, so they came out with the endangerment finding, which says that carbon dioxide is a danger to human health, and which is ridiculous. And they have a document that is 18,000 pages of new regulations. And in fact, there was a news story. I work on J. Edward Griffin's Unfiltered News, so I'm reading the news all the time. There's a news story last week where in the Dust Bowl, Oklahoma, places like that, they're going to have regulations on dust. Imagine what that's going to do to the rural farmers and ranchers. Regulations on dust.
Well, isn't the design to make all these farmers and ranches to be corporately owned with the sanction of the government to be a monopoly?
Well, that again goes back to the consolidation, and yes. If you want to find out who's doing it, as G. Edward Griffin says in the video, look at the CFR, that's where you can start.
Well, you've mentioned your website a couple of times and talked about some intriguing things there. How does someone find your website?
My website is morphcity.com.
Okay, well, let's shift gears for a second. Let me give out the phone number to call in, 1-800-313-9443, or you can email your comment or question to thecommonsenseshow@yahoo.com. But I'd like to shift gears a little bit and talk about what you said you know best, which is water. And let me start with something that happened back in the late 90s and kind of bring this into focus to talk about how we're at risk. Do you remember the crisis with the World Bank, the country of Bolivia, and the raising of the water rates by 400%? Yeah, let's start there and talk about privatization of water and what it holds for America.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that, because that's something that I've, the information is so voluminous, and to condense it down into something that's understandable and that can fit into an article, it's a challenge. But I'm working on that now, and that is a big deal. There's a huge move to control water and privatize water. One of the things that I worked on, over this past year is in the California Delta, where they turn the water off to the farmers.
Oh, yeah, the smelt, yep.
Yeah, well, it's actually two cases. There's the smelt and the salmon. And in the Delta, they were saying, okay, well, the populations are going down, so we're going to turn off this pump. Now, it was a federally owned pump, right? So you got to remember that. And what business do they have owning a water pump? That's not in Article 1, Section 8.
No.
Right. So, and they financed it, but it will be paid off by 2030, but they're still going to control it. Well, anyway, as it turns out, as this unfolds, a few months ago, scientist Patricia Gleyber, she was hired by the water contractors, and she came out with a report, and she studied, she went over 30 years' worth of data, and found that the reason why the fish populations were dying is because cities like Sacramento, Mendocino, 13 cities are flushing partially treated sewage into that delta every day. I believe up to a million or more gallons a day. And it only goes through secondary treatment. What needs to happen is they need to build a tertiary treatment and then do that. And so that's what's killing the fish. But you see, they're blaming it on, oh, we've got to cut off the irrigation to farmers. Well, here's another interesting little factoid. Out of the deliverable water out of the Delta to California, you ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
People think, 80% goes to agriculture and 10% goes to urban. That's not correct. 11% goes to urban, 41% goes to agriculture, and 48% goes to environmental. That means the feds have control over 48% of the deliverable water. And where's it going? Well, a lot of it's getting just going straight out into the Pacific.
And if too many of you people join the Tea Party, we'll turn your water off. I mean, I'm not saying that tongue-in-cheek. I'm serious.
Yeah.
That's how I see that. Well, let's back up to something that you just said about the federally owned pump and the sewage that's ending up in the people's water supplies. I find that to be very concerning to me because the term Hegelian dialectic enters this. Let's create the problem so we can find the solution to get what we want from appearing to solve the problem. Is that what's going on in California?
Absolutely, and it affects everybody in America because the California Bay the Central Valley of California provides 50% of America's vegetables, fruits, and nuts. And so if you go to the supermarket, look at how many imports there are. I live in California. There should be tomatoes here year-round. I'm buying Mexican tomatoes, organic tomatoes.
You know, at the time of the first bailout, Shearson Lehman, that I used to do some contract work with, was in competition with AIG, and they weren't towing the company line, and they're out on their ear today. They're bankrupt, defunct, no longer exist. Is this what's going on here in behalf of the GMOs by forcing large California farmers out of business?
It's certainly the way it appears. I can't think of any other reasonable explanation to describe what they're doing.
And there's a soft kill component to this, too, as I see it.
Well, sure. If you control the water, you control where people live. You control farming, because plants need water. Absolutely. It's completely pervasive. And again, that's why I focus on just like the primarily on the really basic things, food and water. What are we going to do? I dabble a little bit in energy. Those sort of things, but just like the very basic things that we need for life.
Do you know, this is almost beyond evil. Do you ever just step back for a second and just shake your head and wonder what kind of mentality can do this to other human beings?
Yeah, I don't know what the answer is to that. I've thought about that a little bit, and usually things come down to fear, and so if there was abundance and, everybody had a nice life, then nobody would be special, and in control and running the show. And so that's one theory. Another one is, they've got the tiger by the tail, and, it's the tiger's been angered, but if you let go of that tail, it's going to turn around and, snap up the person holding it. So I don't know what the answer is to that, but yes, the mentality behind it is nothing less than sick.
Well, I have a friend named Jim Mars who appears on the show quite frequently, and Jim likes to say, there's more of us than there is of them. Do you think that mentality can prevail in this situation?
Well, people really need to wake up. I just wrote an article today that I mentioned, and there's a video on there, and it's crazy. You need to wake up. Global warming is really what they're going after to implement all of this garbage, like the EPA that I just mentioned with the 18,000-page document. And anyway, there's a video on there that was done at a climate rally in Denver a little less than a year ago, and the scientist from the NOAA, he gets up and he says that the biggest problem is population. We have to do everything we can to reduce population, and the people cheered. So it's just, it's a monumental job to wake people up because they're so conditioned and they've got this alarmism of saving the planet. And trust me, you know, it's like I really care about the environment. I don't want to degrade the environment, but, you know, let's take reasonable measures. You know, the water shortage is, it's due to mismanagement. It's not because there's an actual shortage.
Well, let me ask you this. I read an article one time, and I'd like you to verify or refute this, that if you took the world's entire population, placed them inside the state of Texas, every human being would have 1,200 feet of living space.
I haven't researched that personally, but I believe that to be true.
Yeah, and so we have a population out of control? I don't think so. Anyway, stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back with Cassandra Anderson after a word from our sponsors.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Our special guest tonight is Cassandra Anderson, and we're talking about GMOs, unhealthy food, control of our water, depopulation. You've got it, folks. Agenda 21 out of the United Nations. And Cassandra, I'm going to ask you kind of a loaded question. It'll probably even take us past the next break. But as you, I'm sure, are aware that we're seeing an increasing presence of toll roads around the country that are being manned by foreign entities that have entered into a public-private partnership. We also see NGOs competing in this area as well, too, or should I say competing, being handed these monopolies. Are we going to see the same organizational structure with both our food and our water?
Let me think about that. Well, the structure's already there with Monsanto, which is a multinational company. So I would say it's already there. I would like to make a few comments about NGOs and nonprofits. I have yet to run across one that is not affiliated with the United Nations or other funded by other NGOs or nonprofits or foundations that isn't funded and affiliated with the United Nations. So when I get these petitions, you know, they're not doing anything. Have you noticed that one of the reasons why we have NGOs is that they, you know, there's nobody that's fighting the true fight. And I'll give you an example. So Andrew Kimbrell, who is the head of the Center for Food Safety, and in fact, he was one of the people that represented farmers for the alfalfa ban that went to the Supreme Court. Well, I did a little digging on the Center for Food Safety, and they have a sister corporation or a sister NGO, and they've received all kinds of money from Merck, and they've petitioned the FDA to get rid of nanosilver, saying it's a harmful pesticide because it kills viruses. And the reason being, you know, obviously, if you look at it from the monopoly standpoint, is this is a natural product that competes with pharmaceutical drugs.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
So I've yet to find one that I'm happy with that's absolutely clean.
Well, that's why we have Codex coming in, because you have natural products that compete with Big Pharma.
Right, and you know that G. Edward Griffin wrote the book World Without Cancer, and the first two chapters are about how the Rockefellers, drugs started out as petrochemical, or the Rockefeller allopathic medicine, Western medicine, started out using petrochemical drugs, and so that's how they created the monopoly there. And what they would do is they would give money to medical schools, and they'd say, now we'd like to have in universities, we'd like to have a few of our representatives sitting on your board of directors, though. And that's how that came into being.
And this is how Big Pharma got control of the medical school curriculum?
Yes.
Now that makes a lot of sense. You know, I've heard that, and you do see evidence of it, because in American medicine, the answer to everything is a pill, and then you got to take another pill to undo the damage of the first pill.
Right. Now, oftentimes, the contraindications, you know, the problems caused by those drugs are worse than the original illness.
Yeah, I know. I see that with my mother, with the 15 medicines they have her on that I'm trying to systematically wean her off. We come back from the break. We're going to tie together pharmaceuticals and the water. Stay tuned, everybody. More with Cassandra Anderson in hour number 2.